I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top stories on Al Jazeera. The magnitude 5.9 earthquake in Pakistan has killed at least 20 people and left hundreds injured. It hit in the early hours of Thursday while people were sleeping. The worst affected area reported so far is the city of Khanai in Balochistan province. Kamal Haider has this update from Islamabad.
This is an area which has mostly mud and stone construction, way poor construction quality at that. So many of the people were trapped under their roofs. Many, as you mentioned, at least 20 killed. Military helicopters then were rushed to that area to evacuate the most seriously injured and also to move tents and other equipment. This is, of course, a remote region, and the fact that the earthquake was a shallow one caused considerable damage. It also cut off the key access roads, so people had to work. Those are the first responders who had to work with torchlights to dig through the rubble.
The World Health Organization is for the first time recommending the widespread use of a malaria vaccine for children. It's been testing the jab in three countries since 2019. Malaria is the primary cause of childhood illness and death in sub-Saharan Africa. A U.S. federal court has suspended a law in the state of Texas which effectively bans abortions. There have been nationwide protests since it was imposed last month. It's regarded as the most restrictive law on abortion control in the country. The UN Secretary General has demanded evidence from Ethiopia after seven UN staff were expelled for allegations of misconduct. Antonio Guterres intervened in a rare public exchange with Ethiopia's ambassador. He's calling on its government to allow unrestricted access to deliver humanitarian aid. The vice president of the Philippines, Leni Robredo, has announced she'll be running for president next year. Robredo is a human rights lawyer and leader of the opposition. She's been a critic of the current president, Rodrigo Duterte. Peru's prime minister, Guido Bellido, has been replaced just 2 months after taking office. Former president of Congress, Mirta Vasquez, will step in. Bellido is a left-wing politician. He's been accused of sympathizing with rebel fighters and promoting the nationalization of key sectors. And that's angered Congress and large sections of the population.